Been such an eventful, powerful weekend. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. The End Femicide KE Total Shutdown KE March happened this weekend, and as much as it's sad to see that women have to go outside, go to the streets and demand human decency, I have to go outside and march and beg you to not kill me, is crazy. But it's also really beautiful to see women be passionate about something, stand up for something, go outside and just be firm and be confident and be so brave and be so beautiful at the same time doing it. It was such a beautiful thing to see. And I wanted to speak on a few things. There's this article I read once, a while ago. I think I was like in high school. It was a really long time ago. You know, a time when you kind of comprehend something but you don't fully understand it. Like, yeah, I'm reading the words. I know what the words are saying, but I don't fully realize the depth of it. Yeah. You don't fully realize the depth of it. So there's this article I read and it said, "Women die and people like it." And at the time, It was basically like an article about feminism and stuff like that. It was an article based off a book. I don't remember the book, but now the article was basically just talking around the things they read on that book. So the person quoted, "Women die and people like it." And at the time, I don't think I understood it. I didn't really fully understand it. Until now, the older that I've gotten, the more that I've experienced life, the more that I've seen the things that happen in this wicked world, is the more that I'm like, oh, okay. Sometimes my mind goes back to that article and I'm like, yeah. I remember reading this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And why I'm saying that is basically with the situation that's going on right now. Women are coming out in masses, begging to not be murdered. We are out here on the internet, you know, just making it aware that this is going on, and can it please stop? Can we not do this anymore? And there's always going to be a bunch of people flocking your comments. If you've addressed anything to do with End Femicide Kenya over the weekend, if you've addressed anything, I think you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen people addressing and you've gone through their comment sections, you've seen what I'm talking about. So basically, the men who will come up to the comment section, the men who will come at you, and they will tell you, oh, but yeah, men die too. So, you know, one thing I've learned as a woman going through life, women are always... we're always downplayed, we're always belittled, people are always trying to shrink us. Men are always trying to shrink us because it's kind of like men are intimidated by women's confidence. Men are intimidated by women's rule. And this goes back date to even history books and history stories and all that. But anyway, why I started off remembering that article is this kind of situation that's going on right now. Nobody said the fact that we are saying do not kill women, we don't care about what's happened to the men. It's just that why do you have to bring it up when we are talking about women to make it look like it's not even a big deal, hush, hush now? You know, that's the problem. And I remember a certain situation that happened sometime last year. I think it was either mid last year or I don't really remember when it was exact, but it's a recent event, right? And there's this 23-year-old boy who was allegedly, who was murdered allegedly by some DJ. I don't know if he's a DJ or if he's an artist. And it had people very, very upset. He was thrown off a building, an apartment building. he was thrown off, da da, and you know, they tried to make stories of nobody saw, but it was, you know, it was clear as day, black and white, you know. But no woman ever came out and said, not even one woman came out and said, why is this boy going to someone who he doesn't know his apartment at night? Why is this boy drinking with people he doesn't know? Da, da, da. You know, he's died because Haizi afford pombe. Da, da, da. Nobody said that. We were all collectively upset that this happened to someone. A murder towards an innocent 23-year-old. Nobody deserves to die just because nimeenda kuchapa sherehe na mtu. Nobody deserves to die just because I didn't answer to someone's catcall. Nobody deserves to die. Nobody deserves to die over easy vitu ndogo ndogo. Like, be so for real. So I looked at it and I was like, when it came to that, we were also collectively together. But when it comes to women's situations, it's like, now overdue. Like, you guys are being a bit too loud. Like, nobody, it's not that deep. People die every day. Da, 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 da. You know, for us, it's like, when a woman hurts, it's like, yeah, it may be true. Like, it's literally become that. And feminism has separated us men and women. The men are stewing in this toxic space and there's no one to support them because women are in their spaces helping themselves. Like, fighting for women's rights doesn't mean I hate, dismiss, or feel the need to make men suffer. Like, at no point was feminism meant to be a gender war. It was never meant to be a gender war. It was just meant to empower us. It was meant for us to have a space where we can come together and, you know, strengthen each other, because throughout history, women have always been made to feel weak, and you know, the best thing you can do is kuzatuna kuga na kupika. And that was the whole point of feminism, just to empower the women, not to sit around and hate men and just be angry and bitter and blah 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 and blah blah blah. And looking back in history, men have always hated or feared, or both, the mysteriousness of women. Men have always hated things that they don't have control over or things that they don't understand. And for them, that was the mysteriousness of women. Looking back, many cultures had taboos against menstruation, pregnancy, childbirth, like things that men don't understand. Even right now, there are a couple of men that don't understand pregnancy, how pregnant. They're men who don't know anything about pregnancy. They just think it's push and that's it. You know, you just carry for 9 months, push, and that's it. They don't understand childbirth. They don't understand menstruation. They don't understand. I mean, there's always those debates of, would you buy your partner tampons, da da? And it's like, it's, you know, because men don't understand it. And it's been known that men hate things that they don't have control over. And I feel like that's why they're so against feminism, because it's like, oh, they start thinking, you know, for them in their own theory, it's like, oh, we just sit down and discuss how to take over and kill the man. I feel like that's what men usually see feminism as. And I feel like also the fact that feminism has made women so confident, it's made us so okay with looking at a guy and you can easily look at a man and tell him to shut up. Like, stagi kusikia kitu yenye unasema. Or a man can come up to me and tell me, oh, that's why you're not married right now. And it's like, that's not even my goal right now. That's not even in my head right now. Like, I feel like they are so bad heart that they don't have control over our feelings anymore. You know, back in the day, how women were such, yes, we were such yes men back in the day. We wanted to get married. We wanted to have kids at a certain age, or otherwise you would look like a failure. And right now, those things are not priorities. The things that men would use to control us are not our priorities right now anymore. So I feel like it upsets them that we're not concerned anymore. Like, you can easily tell me, whoa, utaolewa kweli na mtu ashtuki. Ama mtu atakwambia, oh, you know, this and this and this and this. You know, a man doesn't like when a woman does this because you're not giving gentle and soft, and we don't care anymore, because at this day and age, everyone is kila mtu ako na mambo yake, kila mtu ako na mambo yake. There are things right now that are not of my concern. And when I say things like this, I'm like, okay. There are men who went outside and marched with their wives, with their girlfriends, with, you know, with their partners, with whatever. Kama ulienda na sinikilingwako, kama ulienda na, there were people who were outside with said men. There were so many, there were men out there, there were men out there. How come these men don't feel the urge to say ZZZ, but not all men? They don't feel the urge to say but no, ni. Because I feel like it also comes from an insecure line. Like, you feel like you have no control, so you feel weak. And you feel like the power that you had by, you know, beating women, by putting women down, by telling women to shut up, now you don't have it. So now it's a problem. And when you see women coming collectively to go against it, it's like, see. Now, if, you know, if 1 minute they're telling us to shut up, tomorrow it's this, then next year, I mean, tomorrow wanakuwa president, we're going to have a woman president. And I feel like that doesn't sit right with a lot of men. And that's why these situations exist. Men's fear of women are most likely to be stimulated in any situation in which men encounter a woman who has more authority than they do, shows evidence of being strong, competent, or self-confident, or shows that she's angry. Especially that last one. In workspaces, I feel like a babe anywhere, you've encountered such situations, even in friendships, if you've had guy friends, not all of them, but you know the ones I'm talking about. In workspaces, the more competent you are as a woman, the less likable you are rated by the men in that space. It's always like that. I've been in situations where I've probably been doing projects with my guy friends at the time or whatever, and there would always be that, oh, sunajua mambo ya madem, and basically, labda tu umesema kitu simple as, no, you don't feel like this and this should happen. You've just voiced out an opinion and it becomes, oh, no, no, no. Or even in relationships where you voice out like, oh, you don't like this and this and this. And a guy would be like, oh, now you're being dramatic, now you're overreacting, now you're, da, da. When you've just, or now you're arguing, you know, I don't like to argue. That time, you're just communicating. You're getting a point across. You're expressing your feelings. But then someone's like, you're doing too much and trying to shush you. Just trying to nyamazisha you. It's really a thing that happens in these spaces. I remember the Kwambox story, the way she was talking about how, you know, we don't care right now if ni happened. That radio station, I've forgotten the name of the radio station. It's the same one that where Shafi Weru went and had that whole conversation and said the things that he said, yeah. And my friend was working at that place at the time, and he said how literally he was there when the whole Shafi thing happened. Like, yendo alikuwa tu anaarrive hiyo situation ya tiki happened. And apparently now everyone was heated on the internet and everybody was mad. And these people did side with what he said. The men did side with what he said. Of course, it's the men running the place here. So the men did side with what he said. It's just that they were like, to any two of you are apology, no? Wase wanyamaze, wachane tunasisi. I've been in an exact similar situation where I remember a situation like this had happened. And me and the only other girl in the group at this time were like, oh, you know, we don't think we should put out content right now, blah, 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 because, you know, it's a very sensitive time. And because what I don't know, higher line in your situation. So we're like, it's a sensitive time right now. Read the room, you know, like read the room. Kuna vitu zingine to read the room. And this guy went and he literally said, nachukianga situations kama hizi because zinanihusu waje. But anyway, just post something do ikae ni kama tunajali. Can you imagine being a woman in that space and you're being told that post ndo ikae kama tunajali? Like, and we literally just proceeded with life. It's honestly sad, especially when you see people like, I don't even like throwing in that card of, oh, you have a sister, oh, you have a mother, oh, what if that happened to her? mbona tu hauwezi ona that this is wrong? Why do you have to be told ikifanywa kwa sistako utasikiaje? Ikifanywa kwa mamako utasikiaje? Like, I don't get why there's a whole back and forth when it comes to women's situations, but when it comes to anything else, we're always so united. We're always so together. Like, I mean, someone else is murdered, we're like, this is not right. This is not right. But when a woman is murdered, it's like, what was she doing? What was she wearing? Alikuwa wapi? Mbona alikuwa? Bona for women kuna so much. Yeah. But what was she doing? Yeah. But for men, it's like, no, we're like, that's just, it's not right. Anyway, it's such a wild argument to be having, especially in this day and age, when you're supposed to be thinking kila mtu akuwe, kila mtu akuwe na akili, Miss Jui. Because why are you so okay with saying, you know, free Palestine, murder is wrong. Free them, murder is wrong. What is, you can tell what Israel is doing to Palestine is wrong, but you can't tell what's happening to women right now is wrong. You can't just say, enyewe, this is wrong. You just want to argue it out and be like, no. And then the crazy part, that video that went viral of that guy, that guy who and his friends who are saying that, oh, you know, we'll kill them. People are even defending that. And I was like, are you not seeing what they're saying is wrong? Not to kill someone because you bought them pizza. Like, are you not understanding? I don't know. I've seen people having back and forth with these people. And I'm like, I don't even think I have the strength to have a back and forth like that. Because this is clear. Honestly, it's, if you just see someone arguing, let's just be honest, the fact that you can't see murder is wrong, it doesn't matter whether what happened or, you know, or whatever situation happened. And it's just, I don't know, it's just been a consistent war with men and women, and men always trying to belittle women, even when we're trying to empower ourselves, right? You're out here working, at the end of the day, you know, you're doing your thing, blah, blah, blah. I've been in situations where I'll be somewhere, probably driving my mom's car, labda nimetumwa mahali. I'll never forget one time I went to the gynecologist. I was going to the gynecologist, and it was those sides of, those sides. And when I was going, I got to the place and I hooted at the gates. Like, you know, you're light hooting, because I stood at the gate for like 2 minutes. I was like, okay, hakuna mtu anafungua. So I was assuming maybe security is like washing someone's car, you know, those matu side missions in your wanafanyanga for extra coin, which I don't mind. So I kind of hooted like, yo, car light, because usually I don't like to, but anyway, also I feel like, I don't know, in my head I usually feel like it's rude if I just foot like that. I hooted, and then no one came for like maybe say 3 to 5 minutes. Nobody came. So I hooted again. This man came, and he came pissed, like, I'm like, hey, see nothing from your gate. But in my head I didn't say that. I was just shocked. I was like, sasa na jam na mimi, like, make it make sense. So when he's going to get the book for me to sign in, he's like, oh, this with our sponsors' cars. And I was like, wait a goddamn minute. What did I do to this man? And sometimes, bro, most of these murders don't even happen because, someone is a whore, or, someone is a sex worker or whatever. And even if they are, but anyway, most of these murders don't happen because of that. Most of these happen because of anger towards someone who's just trying to do their own thing, or just existing. The statistics showed that most of the women who are murdered by their husbands. We've seen this over and over and over and over. In most situations, a husband will probably get jealous of the wife because, she's probably aspiring to do certain things. Sometimes he's just angry and just decides to beat her because he's an abusive husband. Like, you never know which way it comes from, But the fact that you're that close makes it that much easier for them to do that to you. It makes it that much easier for them to just be angry and just clobber you. Like, bruh. Like, make it make sense. And these situations where, like the one that I'm talking about, how this guy talked to me like that, I was like, bro, I just didn't find you anything. Already, I may assume that everything that you have, you're doing it, you have it because or somebody has handed it out to you. It can't be yours. You can't get it because a woman can't do that. That's not very womanlike for you. The fact that Rita Waini's story came out and this guy was trying to meet her. She was not on any of these meetup sites or whatever. She was just a 20-year-old young girl, just existing, just living. Someone went and found her on Instagram and messaged her and asked her to meet. And she denied until she finally gave in. And you want to downplay it and say, anyway, who alikuwa malaya, so ana deserve kudedi. Please, 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 please. It's so wrong. It's so wrong to try and turn it like that, to downplay a woman's death. And even if someone is a sex worker, right? It's come to a point where, like the way I was saying, men don't like it when they don't have control over certain situations. Women took control over prostitution. Kitambo, it was something to be shaded about. Women have taken power over it. Women are earning millions. OnlyFans, nini. Women are doing great. Women are doing great on these things, on these platforms, yeah? We decided, you know what? If I'm going to be called a whore, might as well be a rich whore. You know, we decided, okay, so OnlyFans, people, women are making millions. And I feel like that's also something else that makes men angry. The fact that I have a vagina that can make me money, that you have to suffer for years and years and years. And anyway, if you want to make OnlyFans, but anyway, yeah. So I feel like the fact that they don't have the power of how your money comes in, it's like, now it's easy. It makes them even angrier. Like, oh, and then we've owned it. Like, we've literally owned it. Every day you see, girls are always calling each other, you whore. Man, I'm always calling my friends, you whore. Like, it's not even an insult. It's not something that... kama kitambo ati mtangi kupita home, nenda home na yes, wiki yote, hey, ato utoki nje utaki kuonekana. Like, we've owned these things. We've decided, oh, everything that was against us back in the day, we own it now. Like, we've decided to see the win in it. And I feel like now, the fact that it's a win for us, men have no control over it. Because kitambo, you'd be scared of being called a whore. You'd be scared to be seen in prostitution. You'd be scared making money off such ways. Now we're just owning it. And we're like, oh, okay, it's not a big deal. It's just me fucking somebody and getting a few coins here and there. And if you want to call me a whore, hey, where's your father? Because if your mother is just out here and you're not having a father, doesn't that make her a whore too? You know, like, we've literally owned it. Like, there's literally nothing that can be said that would... you can't start shame anymore. You can't belittle women anymore like that. And I feel like it's one thing that makes the men sick right now. They have no control over that. And that's why you see in most of these situations, like Izima, OnlyFans and stuff like that, most of these women get murdered of people who are using these platforms as well. People who have to go out their way to pay for you to be in their presence. That means you're the one in control. You're the one in control because you have to pay me. You have to pay me for me, you know? I'm the one who has the power here, not you. And that makes men angry. And I think in a Konga Yoga situation, yeah, oh, I'm a jam because I'm busy and I'm in control and I feel emasculated. And that's when they decide to kill sex workers and stuff like that. Because literally, she owns you. She owns you. And, you know, men don't like being on that end. And that's why all these things happen, bro. And it's so sad to see. I can't wait for the day. Can you imagine with what happened this weekend if this country was woman? Bruh. Can you just imagine if this those women who are out there, can you imagine if they are the ones in these positions? I feel like we'd have such a well-running country. I'm just saying. With everything that we've seen, there's been so many things that, tunajamingi, tunajamingi tu, alafu tunajam kwa internet, tunanyamaza. The women decided to go outside and show how angry they were and how passionate they were towards something. And they did it so gracefully. Nobody was being beaten. Nobody was throwing things. Things weren't being broken. Women were just outside peacefully saying, yo, this is, we're not taking this anymore. We're standing up for something and we're not going to take it anymore. That guy who was even in the crowd, the guy who even deserves to be beaten, because me, let me not lie, me, I think ningemchuna kidogo ningekuwapo. Unavuta tu mtu masikio kiasi. They did not do anything. They just said, get out of here. They booed Esther Passage, just get out of here. We didn't, nobody broke anything. Nobody's at the shops were broken into, at the OSG things were stolen. Da, 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 da. It was a peaceful way that they were exercising their protest. Ended, happened peacefully, ended peacefully. And I can't imagine the confidence of these women to go outside, putting yourself in the forefront of, you know, you don't know which men could have come out that day. Already there were men saying, can you imagine if they went and got their friends? Now you're just going outside, you don't even know what's going to transpire, because now you've literally, you know, can you imagine how brave, the braveness, the bravery, the courage, the heart, bruh? Because when women are passionate about something, we're passionate about something, we see it through. Women are meant to nurture. Women are meant to, bruh. I'm just saying, with what you saw of one day, that was woman. That is woman. That's what I wanted to say. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast episode. My heart goes out to all these women, to all their families. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's a crazy time right now. It's a crazy thing to be fighting in 2024. 2024, unadhani watu wangekuwa na sense. 2024, you would think someone would get on the internet and say, tutawaslash tu, angekuwa ndani saizi. You know. And it's actually a lot. I think I mentioned it. And then somebody shared to me a part document of the law of where if you're instigating such things, you should be behind bars. It should at least get you 3 months. One say, akona wife. Didn't they saw that video saying, I think we have wives, we have daughters. Yeah. Yo. Had your wife, had your kids. I feel like, okay, I know CRT, outside is better, but I feel like things like this, when you're in European countries and stuff like those are reported, after your kids can be taken, you know, CPS, no, because on the internet and you're advocating for such things. It's like, now we have to check into you. Like, the internet is also such a place where people just feel like, I feel like they even started getting more confident when they saw people are recording them. It's like now they wanted it to be out there that they're so bad mourned, they're so badass. They're like, one is assuming whatever it is that they want to say, and they will get away with it because people like it when women die. Women die and people like it. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you guys have a great week ahead. And let's try and also take life lightly, I guess. I don't know if that's the right thing to say right now, but let's take care of ourselves mentally right now, because these are not good things to see and also take in. When I saw that video of those guys saying that, literally I felt a chill. Like, I felt it in my body. Like, I felt ni kama wamse alikuwa na whisper kwa masikio yangu, ni kama alikuwa ananishow. And that felt so bad. And you know those things really can really fuck up with you. Like, I always say taking so much in of the news can really fuck up with your mental, can fuck up with your anxiety. Because now you're taking in, like, the news is very depressive. You're taking in someone else's, you're taking in so much darkness. It's like you're taking in so much darkness. The things you consume really matter. So, as much as we are fighting for something, please, please don't forget to also take care of yourself, for your mental. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to reach me, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter, youbetterasksomebody_ on Instagram, and youbetterasksomebodypodcast on YouTube. Thank you guys so much.
Again, bye.